GOP lawmakers voted to reinstate a 2-year time limit on how long someone can participate in Wisconsin's Welfare to Work program. That's tighter than the federal limit of 5 years that Democrats voted to bring Wisconsin in line with last session. Republicans also voted to reduce the amount of time a mother of a newborn could stay home and still receive W-2 benefits from 12 weeks to 8. The GOP also voted to let W-2 providers deem certain applicants with some education and work history as job ready, in essence saying they should be able to find work without W-2's help. Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby said she fought to end that category, and it pained her to see it coming back. Grigsby said it was aimed at one thing, reducing the number of people who receive W-2.
Not eliminating poverty, not putting people in good jobs, but just lowering our caseloads.
The committee also voted to let a transitional jobs project continue in Wisconsin, but not for much longer. The project uses federal funds to subsidize minimum wage jobs for people who don't qualify for unemployment benefits. The governor would have gotten rid of the program. Republican lawmakers voted to scale it back and phase it out by mid-2012. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.